visit darwinandtanner.co.uk.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Russell Brand has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual offence charges. The comedian has appeared at Southwark Crown Court in the last hour. Classic FM's Fraser Knight has the latest.
The five charges relate to four different women with allegations that Russell Brand assaulted them between 1999 and 2005. In the courtroom, he pleaded not guilty to all of the charges and a provisional trial date was set for June next year.
In the last few minutes, the man accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade has appeared before magistrates. 53-year-old Paul Doyle faces charges including dangerous driving and GBH with intent. 79 people were injured in the crash on Monday. Doyle is due back at Crown Court later today. The captain of a cargo ship that crashed into a tanker off the East Yorkshire coast has denied gross negligence manslaughter. Russian national Vladimir Motin has appeared at the Old Bailey via video link. A Filipino crew member died in the collision in March, and 36 others from both ships were rescued. Children aged just 14 are being investigated over the sale of knives on social media apps. Police had been tracking a Snapchat account offering weapons for sale. Classic FM's reporter joined officers as they searched a property in London.
I was found in 14 and 16 year old's bedroom, and mum's given them to us to destroy.
Okay.
Because they're completely legal. Mum didn't know they were in the house, so that's why she's given them up and given them to us to destroy.
Snapchat says it removes illegal content and works with law enforcement agencies. Lung cancer patients in England will be offered a new blood test described by the NHS as revolutionary. It's designed to speed up access to targeted treatments and avoid unnecessary biopsies. Around 15,000 people a year are expected to benefit. And the weather largely dry with sunny spells. A few showers for the south and east of Scotland and Northern Ireland. Patchy light rain in South Wales. A high of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, I'm Alan Jones. Welcome to Classic FM on a Friday morning where we're celebrating the impending weekend in style.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Chopin's Prelude in D-flat, otherwise known as the Raindrop, Marta Argerich with that beautiful performance. Before it, the City of London Sinfonia and Pachelbel's Canon in D. Good morning from me, Alec Jones. Hopefully no rain where you are. And I hope you've had a good day so far. You glad it's almost the weekend? Any grand plans? Let me know, 61812 or WhatsApp 03457 491812. I'll very shortly have another track from my Classic FM album of the week featuring the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, and they're playing the music of Mendelssohn. But before all that, let's enjoy Sibelius and his stirring Finlandia. Sibelius's Mighty Finlandia there. Loved it. The Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra with Andrew Davis. I hope you're enjoying the music as much as I am. Some real crackers this morning, don't you think? Time now, though, for another cracker. The final track from my Classic FM album of the week. It's really been great. It's an excellent new recording from the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra and Lav Shani conducting. Now, the album focuses on the works of Mendelssohn, with the main work being the Mighty Symphony No. 3, the Scottish, and that was inspired by a visit to Scotland, and the works remained hugely popular over the years, as you know. It was premiered in Leipzig in May back in 1842 with a composer conducting. The premiere was also repeated in London the same year, including a performance for Queen Victoria, to whom the symphony is dedicated. Well, I'm playing it for you this morning. Enjoy. Thank you. The third movement of Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, the Scottish, the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of their conductor, Lev Shani. And that's been my album of the week. Can't recommend it enough. Really terrific playing. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll have a brand new album of the week to enjoy on Monday. This is Classic FM. Fancy a sing-song.
This is Classic FM.
Shostakovich's Tahiti Trot, T42. I've got T41 here. The Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Maris Janssens. And before it, I was singing Panis Angelicus, Cesar Franck. It wasn't actually me singing officially. I was just singing in the studio. The choir and musicians of New College, Oxford, showing us all how it's done with Edward Higginbottom. And if I had a pound for every time I've sung that, eh? Still to come, we're dipping our toe into Saint-Saëns' Aquarium, where allowed. And I'll also have the opening movement of Schubert's Fifth Symphony, all to come this Friday morning on Classic FM. But here's news of something rather special.
She's the mastermind behind some of your favourite film and TV soundtracks. And now, Classic FM composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, turns interviewer.
Yes, I can't wait to be joined by stars I've written music for and collaborated with over the years. This week, it's Dame Sheila Hancock.
That magic skill of that high note at the end is extraordinary. Supernatural.
Real Music with Debbie Wiseman.
Starts tonight at 9. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Perfect tune if you're currently out braving the weather, walking the pooch. That was Walking the Dog by Gershwin. It's the Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra performing for us. Lovely. It's Classic FM. Good morning.
You're listening to Classic FM.
John Williams there with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra and the finale of Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D. Before it's The Aquarium by Saint-Saëns from his Carnival of the Animals, the Nash Ensemble with that one. Julian is in Stafford about to head to the dentist. He fears the dentist will utter the two words you don't ever want to hear. Oh, I know the two. It's root and canal, isn't it? Yeah. I've even been a good boy, he says, and brushed properly. Well, I hope for your sake it's just a filling, Julian. Make sure the dentist has Classic FM on in the background. I'll send over the calming tunes and good vibes. Like this, from Schubert on Classic FM. First movement of Schubert's Fifth Symphony, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra performing for us. Right, we'll catch up with the latest Classic FM news and weather with Simon. Then highlights in the next hour include Christopher Tin's Flocks a Mile Wide, love that, and the brilliant Cecilia Battersby singing Handel's Ombra Mai Fu. Moments away on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Those who are curious feel an urge to travel, to explore the world. At Viking, we create voyages for the thinking person because travel enriches the mind and connects cultures in meaningful ways. With small, modern, all-veranda ocean ships that were designed to bring you closer to the destination, discover the world's iconic cities and quaint villages. Exploring the world in comfort. Learn more at viking.com.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double Nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of, that's thoughtful driving. See so.co.uk for more details.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life-changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the man accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's Victory Parade has appeared before magistrates. Paul Doyle is accused of seven offences, including wounding and causing GBH. 79 people were injured on Monday. The 53-year-old will appear at Liverpool Crown Court this afternoon. Russell Brand has pleaded not guilty to charges of rape and sexual assault. The comedian and actor has appeared at Southwark Crown Court to deny allegations against four women between 1999 and 2005. He's due to go on trial next year. The Russian captain of a container ship that crashed in the North Sea has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter. 59-year-old Vladimir Motin was in charge of the vessel that collided with an oil tanker. Classic FM's Bryony Williams was at the Old Bailey, where he appeared via video link.
He spoke in English to confirm his name and then through an interpreter to enter a plea of not guilty to the charge of manslaughter. Motin's vessel, the Portuguese flagged so long, was involved in a fatal collision with an American tanker off the coast of Yorkshire water in March. 36 crew were rescued from both ships, but one sailor from the Solong Filipino National Mark, Angelo Pernia, was missing and then presumed dead. There will be a case management hearing in September.
Former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has won his libel action against the BBC. He said he was defamed by a story alleging he sanctioned the killing of a former Sinn Féin official, which he denies. Mr. Adams has been awarded £84,000 in damages at the High Court in Dublin. Liverpool have agreed to let departing defender Trent Alexander-Arnold join Real Madrid early. The Spanish